是2020年12月4日星期五，我们今天呢又非常荣幸的迎来了我们亲爱的阿叔 Krishna Baladev Prabhu 为我们继续讲述伟大的巴拉达 Mahabharata，敬请聆听 Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
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 Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatadeshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Panchakaupattarubhyacha Kripasindubhyayeva cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare So, last time we saw Dronacharya demanding his dakshina.
所以我们上一周呢就听到了 Dronacharya 要求得到他的 dakshina。
There is payment for his for giving education to the sons of Dhritarashtra and to the Pandavas.
也就是说呢，他因为教了Pandava 兄弟们以及 Dhritarashtra 的儿子们，他需要他们给他献上谢师礼。
The capture, he wanted them to capture Drupada and bring to him.
他希望他们去捉来 Drupada， 并且把 Drupada 带到他的面前。
But we could see Drupada, King Drupada, when he was attacked in his kingdom by the big army of the Kurus and the Pandavas. He was not afraid.
但是我们可以看到，当 Drupada 被 Pandava 和 Kuru 的这些王子们所率领的大军给捉住的时候呢，他一点也不害怕。
If they were challenged, they would not be afraid to accept the challenge.
他们向他发起了挑战，但是呢，他对这个挑战并不惧怕。
No, they will welcome a challenge.
他们是欢迎挑战的。
Because it was an opportunity to show their prowess.
因为这是给他们一个能够表现出他们神威的机会。
So they had this heroic nature.
所以呢，这个展现的是他们的英雄的本性。
They were not afraid.They were not afraid of being challenged to a fight.
所以呢，他们是不害怕被挑战，然后呢，他们也不害怕作战的。
They will face the enemy. They will not never retreat.
对，作为沙地利来说呢，他们是会迎战敌人，他们永远都不会退缩。
Either they would come out victorious, will be heroes.Or they would die in a battle, and they would go to higher planets.
他们要不然呢，就在战场上，战胜敌人；要不然呢，他们就战死疆场，然后去到更高等的星宿。
They never sit behind the lines and send the soldiers to fight.
他们永远都不会躲在后面，只是把他们的士兵派到前面去打仗。
Like today, the leaders, they stay behind, very hidden, very protected, and send the poor soldiers to fight the war.
那比如说现在的这个情况呢，就是指挥官会躲在后方，然后把这些可怜的军士们给派到前面去打仗。
But in those days, they, the leaders would be in the front of the battlefield.
但是呢，在那个年代，这些率领的将士们是会冲在前线的。
So we see they were very eager. They were very eager to participate in the war.
所以我们可以看到，他们是非常热切的，希望能够参与到这场战争中来的。
And in those days, the wars were justified wars.
而且在那个年代呢，这个战争也都是正义的战争。
Nowadays, wars are very criminal.
可是当今的战争呢，都是非常的罪大恶极的。
And many innocent people are killed, and they are not warriors.
在当今的年代呢，很多的无辜的人就在战争中被杀死了。那么这些在战争中丧命的人呢，他们甚至不是沙地利，甚至也不是。军事士兵
children, women, old people, invalid people,
像孩子呀、女人呐、老人呐，还有这个病弱的人呐，都会在战争中死去。
In those days was not like that.
但是在那个年代不是这样的。
The wars were fought outside of the populated areas.
这个战争呢是在人们居住的区域之外展开的。
And the warriors, they will never run away from the battlefield, even if they knew they would be killed.
而这些战将们呢，他们即使知道自己会战死疆场，但是他们也从来都不会临阵脱逃。
They will never retreat from a fight.
所以呢，他们从来都不会从这个战争中撤退。
Was no question of a warrior go back home because being afraid of fighting.
所以呢，根本就不存在一位战将他由于害怕打仗而撤回家去了这么回事。
The family and the relatives would not accept him.
因为如果他就这样要撤回家去了的话，他们家人也不会接受他的。
What kind of kshatriya are you? You run away from the fight. Get out.
你怎么可能从战场上逃离呢？你是什么样的沙地利呀？赶紧走开。
So one year later, after this incident of capture of King Drupada, Dhritarashtra.Decide that it was time to appoint Yudhishthir as the heir of the throne.
那么就是在抓住 Drupada 的这件事情发生了一年之后呢，Dronacharya 他就 sorry who decided Yudhishthir Dhritarashtra 就决定呢是应该扶 Yudhishthir 王。坐上王位的时候了，是他登基的时候。
Heir to the throne, not immediately become the king, but heir means the next king.
Okay, 就是把他给立为太子的时候。
Because Dhritarashtra was not yet come to age.
因为这会儿呢 ，Yudhishthir 王他的就 Yudhishthir 他的这个岁数还不到。
But he was already showing the qualities of a king.
但是呢，他已经展现出了国王的品质和风范。
He was very straightforward.
他非常的直率。
He was very honest.
他也很诚实。
Very firm.
他很坚定。
Very patient.
很有耐心
，very benevolent，
也很仁慈。
So naturally, because of these wonderful qualities, he won the hearts of the people.
这就是由于这些非常美妙的品质，使得他很自然的赢得了人们的心。
Bhimasena was also an extraordinary prince.
大家都说他是一个非常的了不起的国王。
Bhima was also a great prince.
那 Bhima 呢，也是一位非常了不起的王子。
Now he had received also instructions from Balaram how to use the club and the sword.
而且他这会儿呢，也从主巴拉让那里学到了如何使用大棒和挥舞剑。
So he became the most powerful warrior using the club.
所以呢，他就成为了使用大棒的最强悍的将领。
Arjuna, the second brother of Yudhisthira, he was very expert in the art of using the bow and arrows.
Arjuna 是Yudhisthira 王的第二个弟弟，那么他呢是非常的善于用弓和用剑，他是一个非常的这个精湛的弓箭手。
Dronacharya already had certified that he was the topmost bowman in the world.
Dronacharya 说称他为是在这世界上的最顶尖的弓箭手。
Sahadeva, he was very expert in the science of morality.
Morality. Moral
principles, morality.
Morality. Yeah. 那么这个 Sahadev 呢，他是德行非常的了得。
Nakula was the favorite of all the five Pandavas.
那么Nakula 呢，是所有的 Pandava 兄弟们最爱的弟弟。
The other four, they loved him very much.
这四个兄弟呢，都非常的爱这个小弟弟。
He was a very great chariot fighter.
那他呢，是一位很伟大的战车上的战将。
So the five brothers were actually very special.
所以说呢，这五兄弟是非常特别的。
Very, very powerful.
很神勇。
Well, they were born from heavenly demigods.
因为他们是由天堂上的半神人所生。
Certainly not ordinary human beings.
所以显而易见，他们并不是普通的人。
And they were the best students of Dronacharya.
而且他们也是 Dronacharya 的高徒。
So very soon, the fame of Yudhisthira and his brothers became even more popular than their own father Pandu.
所以很快呢，尤迪斯蒂尔王以及他所有的弟弟们的名声呢，甚至于超过了他们的父亲潘都。
So they start conquering different kings in different parts of the world, subjugating them to the next to come emperor, Yudhisthira Maharaj.
然后他们就开始去征服其他的那些领地的国王们，然后呢，需要他们来就是这个称臣于尤迪士迪尔王。
So they, in this way, the fame and name of Yudhisthira Maharaj become propagated all over the planet.
那么就这样呢，使得尤迪士迪尔王的美名呢，就传遍了整个的星球。
But for Dhritarashtra, this was not good.
但是对于 Dhritarashtra 来说呢，这个不太好。
When he saw that the sons of Pandu were becoming so honored and they are becoming so powerful, his feelings towards them changed.
那当他看到这个 Pandava 五兄弟他们的如此充满了荣耀，而且呢，这么的受大家的欢迎，就使得 Dhritarashtra 对他们的这种态度发生了变化。
He was blind.
Dhritarashtra 是目盲的，看不见。
not just blind physical, but he was also blind spiritually.
他不仅是这个物质的双眼看不见，其实他在灵性上的视域也是盲着的。
He could not understand the integrity and the high character of Yudhishthira Maharaj, and he became very envious.
他呢没有办法真正的了解 Yudhishthira 王所具备的高尚的品格，所以呢他就开始对 Yudhishthira 王非常的嫉妒。
If a person does not have a spiritual vision naturally, when he sees others becoming more recognized, more famous, a person becomes envious.
当一个人他如果是没有灵性的视域的时候，如果他看到了其他的人要更加的有名，然后更加的受大家青睐的话，他就很自然的会对这个人产生嫉妒心。
So King Dhritarashtra became really envious to see that not his sons were becoming recognized, but the sons of his dead brother.
所以呢 ，Yudhishthira 王这个 Dhritarashtra 就开始嫉妒，因为他觉得为什么不是他自己的儿子们会被人们这么喜欢，而是他的弟弟的，就是他死去了的弟弟的儿子们这么的受别人的青睐。
He became so disturbed.
所以呢，他这会儿内心就感到非常的难受。
So he called one of his ministers. His name was Kanika.
所以呢，他就叫来了他的一位大臣，这个大臣的名字呢叫 Kanika。
Yes, he was one of his chief ministers. He was very expert.In the hearts of politics.
那么这位呢是他的首要大臣之一，而且呢非常的具有政治手腕。
So he was a Brahmana, because he was a minister, he was a Brahmana, and he said, "My dear Kanika, I can see that the Pandavas are growing in power and influence, and I am very envious of them."
那么这位 Kanika 呢，因为他是大臣，所以呢他也是婆罗门，然后 Dhritarashtra 就对他说，我亲爱的 Kanika， 那我现在能看到Pandava 五兄弟呢，他们现在越来越壮大，而且呢他们也越来越受大家喜欢，也越来越具有这个受人尊重，所以在我内心呢感到对他们具有强烈的嫉妒心。
So you please, you tell me, should I make peace with themOr should I endeavor to destroy them?
所以请你告诉我，我到底是应该和他们和平相处呢，还是应该我试图要毁掉他们？
You can understand a little bit by this question what kind of heart Dhritarashtra had.
那所以从这样的这个发问中呢，我们就可以感知到，在Dhritarashtra 的内心中的这个心到底是怎么样的，他在想什么。
He could never accept that he could not be a king, even though he was the eldest of the brothers. He could not be a king because of being blind, and Pandu became the king. He could never accept that.
因为他目盲，但是呢他又是大哥。但就是因为他眼睛看不见，所以说呢他不能够继承王位，只能是他的弟弟潘度继承王位，这件事情他内心始终是不能够接受的。
But at least he had the hope that he could be the king through his elder son. You know, if his elder son became the king, then he could be like the king through his son.
但是他总是怀着这样的希望，就是至少他可以通过他的儿子继位成王，然后呢他可以通过他的儿子让自己享受一把做国王的这个地位的感觉。
But now he could see that was not his son what was going to become the king, was Yudhishthira, and Yudhishthira was already so much accepted by the citizens.
但他现在他可以看到他的儿子也没有任何的希望做成王了。现在在 将会是国王的应该是 Yudhisthira 王，而且这 Yudhisthira 王呢又这么的受到大众的喜欢。
So he asked Kanika, should I make peace with them or should I destroy them?
所以呢他就问 Kanika, 我到底是应该跟他们和平相处呢我还是应该把他们给干掉呢？
I mean, if this Kanika can see the government, it was, Dhritarashtra's government were not composed of very, very wise people. This Kanika was also very crooked.
那我们在这里面可以看到 Dhritarashtra 的这个政府的内阁里面的这些人呢并不是非常的有智慧的人。那么这位 Kanika 呢、他也是很扭曲的。
He said, even if your son or friend or brother, father, or even your spiritual master becomes your enemy, you should kill him by all means.
他说即便是你的儿子你的父亲你的朋友或者是你的灵性导师成为了你的敌人你都要对他斩立决。
Either by cursing, or by using mystic power, or by giving wealth, or by poison, or by fire, or by deception, an enemy should be destroyed.
就是他们是你的敌人。所以说呢无论是通过诅咒还是通过下毒还是通过用玄秘力量还是通过其他的各种方法反正这个敌人是一定要干掉的。
So if you want to maintain the interest of the Kuru dynasty and your own self-interest, you should not let your enemy know what you are thinking about them.
所以说如果你要是想一直维持着库鲁族的利益或者是你自己个人的利益的话那你就不能够让你的敌人真正的了解你内心所想。
Entertain them with sweet words.
不要让他们真正的了解你对他们的态度你要用甜美的话语去取悦他们。
Offer them gifts.
给他们礼物。
And then kill them when they are not expecting.
然后呢，在他们不防备的时候，把他们干掉。
You can burn their house when they are inside.
当他们在家里的时候呢，你可以把他们的房子给烧了。
So you can see what kind of advice this Kanika was giving to Dhritarashtra.
所以我们现在可以看到 ，Kanika 给 Dhritarashtra 都出了些什么主意啊？
So you should, my dear king, you should protect yourself from your brother's sons.
他说我亲爱的王啊你应该要保护好你自己不要让你的弟弟的儿子们伤害到你。
Because they are becoming stronger than your own sons.
因为他们现在要比你自己的儿子要更加强大了。
And this was really the type of advice that Dhritarashtra was hoping to hear.
而这样的建议呢，恰巧就是 Dhritarashtra 特别想听到的建议。
Immediately start making plans in his mind how he could eliminate the sons of his brother Pandu.
所以说呢，Dhritarashtra 立刻就开始在内心做起了盘算，如何去对付他的。弟弟潘杜王的这些儿子们。
But in Astinapur, everybody was so affectionate to Yudhisthira Maharaj and his brothers. They loved them so much, and they desired that Yudhisthira become their king.
但是在 Hastinapur 呢，所有的人都深深的爱着 Yudhisthira 王以及他的这些弟弟们，所有的人的内心都希望 Yudhisthira 能够成为他们的国王。
Everywhere they were speaking about the Pandavas. Everywhere they were speaking about Yudhisthira.
所有的臣民们都在谈论着 Yudhisthira 王。
Duryodhana hearing that he became so distressed.
所以说呢，当 Duryodhana 听到臣民们这样的讲述 Yudhisthira 王的时候呢， 他就感到非常的痛苦。
Everywhere where you would go, they were glorifying, speaking about Yudhisthira and their brothers. How Yudhisthira would make a wonderful king for them.
因为 Duryodhan 他所到之处呢，他总是听到大家在荣耀 Yudhisthira 王以及他的兄弟们在讲述着，他如果是能够成为国王，对于他们来讲是多么幸福的一件事儿。
His heart was also burning with envy.
所以呢 ，Duryodhan 的内心呢也是被嫉妒所灼烧着。
He went to see his father and say, I keep hearing the citizens speaking so many beautiful words in praise of Yudhisthira and his brothers.
然后他就找来对他，他就来到他的父亲面前，对他的父亲说。我一直就听着所有的臣民们在讲述着关于 Yudhisthira 以及他的弟弟们的非常美妙的赞美之词。
They desire Yudhisthira to become the king.
他们非常的想让 Yudhisthira 王成为他们的国王，他们非常想让 Yudhisthira 成为他们的国王。
Tell me, my father, what will be our fate?
我亲爱的父亲呢，请您告诉我，那咱们的命运会是怎么样呢？
If Yudhisthira really becomes the king, we, all your children and our children, will be totally excluded from the royal line.
如果 Yudhisthira 真的成了王的话，那我们您的儿子以及您的孙子们可就全都得。被从这个皇室里踢出去了。
We will be forgotten.
我们都会被忘记了。
We have to act quickly.
所以我们得赶紧采取行动。
We have to acquire the kingdom for ourselves.
我们得赶紧为我们自己取得这王国。
And by all means, we have to win the hearts of the citizens.
所以呢，我们得想尽各种办法，我们要赢得所有臣民的心。
So Dhritarashtra made a plot.
所以 Dhritarashtra 就设了这个计。
How to kill the Pandavas by fire?
如何用火烧死 Pandava 们
？If they would die in a fire, in a firehouse, then everybody would be thinking that was an accident, and then they, by default, they would accept Duryodhan as their king, and they would respect him.
如果要是潘德瓦兄弟们在房子里被烧死了的话呢，那所有的人都会觉得这是一个意外。那这样的话，他们也就只能接受 Duryodhan 成为他们的国王了。
So he made an arrangement. He made an arrangement.That in a palace, some of the counselors, they would start speaking about the glories of this particular city called Varanavata.
所以呢，他就开始做了一些安排，使得在宫殿里面的一些大臣们呢，就开始故意讲这个叫 Varanavata 的这个城市的各种各样的好处。
How this town was very beautiful and very prosperous, and how the citizens of this city were, this town were so pious.
就这座城市是多么的美，多么的繁荣。那么在城市里面的这些居民们又是多么的虔诚。
Like making publicity for that particular town.
就好像是在给这个特定的这个城市在做广告一样。
So when the Pandavas heard about the glories of this Varanavata city and its citizens, they became very attracted to visit this place.
所以当 Pandava 兄弟们一听到了Varanavata 这个城市的各种美言以及这里的人民有多么的虔诚的时候呢？他们就被吸引了，他们就想要去拜访一下这个城市。
So, Dhritarashtra was noticing that.
Dhritarashtra 也注意到了这一点。
So very, very nice words. He said, yeah, yeah, this is a very wonderful city. Yeah, I have heard from my ministers that it is really a very special place.
然后他说，对呀，对呀，这真的是一个非常好的地方。我从我的大臣那儿也听说了，这地方可真是很特别呀。
If you desire to go there and spend some time there in that beautiful town and bring your friends and family members, and you can enjoy the atmosphere of that place. It's really a very nice place.
那如果你要是想到那个美丽的城市去看一看的话，你就应该带着你的家人，带你的朋友一起到那儿去好好的享受几天。那个地方真的的确是非常的美，非常的好。
You can give charity to the Brahmanas.
你可以给婆罗门布施。
You can invite people and offer them prasadam.
你也可以邀请人们来做客，并且给他们 prasadam。
You can spend a good amount of time in that place, and then later on you come back to Hastinapur, have a break, have some good holidays there.
你可以在那儿过一个很好的假期，然后在那儿待上一段时间之后呢，你再回到Hastinapur 来。
Yudhishthira, even though he was very, very young, but he was he could understand the motives of his uncle that were not very, very good motives.
虽然 Yudhishthira 还很年轻，但是呢，他已经能够明白，他的舅舅，不是他的这个伯父 Yudhishthira 王的内心的这个动机，其实并不是什么有益的动机。
But he was in helpless condition. He was dependent on his uncle, Dhritarashtra. So he agreed with the proposal. Yeah, why not? Maybe we should spend some time in Varanavata. Yeah.
但是呢，尤迪斯蒂尔王他又没有办法，因为他是依靠于他的伯父的，所以说呢，他也只能够听从命令。所以他就说，那好吧，那我们就去一趟 Varanavata 吧。
We can see the position of Yudhishthira and their brothers and their mother. You know, they were dependent on Dhritarashtra, who was the eldest in the family, but at the same time, they could not trust him.
那么我们可以看到这个 Yudhishthira 还有他的兄弟们以及他的母亲，此时必须要依靠家里的长者 Dhritarashtra， 但是与此同时呢，他们其实是不信任他的。
Just before he prepared to leave, Duryodhan, he called this, sometime before, he called this one of his counselors, named Purochana, and he told him.
那么就在他们要离开之前，要启程之前，Duryodhan就找来了他自己的这个大臣，这位大臣的名字呢叫 Purochana， 并且Duryodhan 对他吩咐说
，So you know this world is meant to be mine, and you can also share something of it.
他说，你知道吗？这个世界是应该属于我的，而你呢，也能够分到其中的一部分。
So we have to protect our interests.
所以说呢，我们必须要保护我们自己的利益。
You are the most, the counselor I trust the most.
你是我最相信的军师。
So I want you to help me to get rid of my enemies.
所以我想请你帮助我，协助我，扫清我的敌人。
Because my father will encourage my cousins, the Pandavas, to go to Varanavata and spend some holidays there.
那我的父亲呢，将鼓励 Pandava 们到 Varanavata 去度一个假。
So I want you to go there as soon as possible. and you construct a very nice palace for them.
对我呢，想你尽快的赶到 Varnavata， 并且在那儿呢为他们建起一座美丽的宫殿。
But you should make this palace. You should construct this palace with lots, with many flammable materials.
但是呢，你要用各种各样的易燃的材料建起这座宫殿。
You should soak the walls with ghee, with oil.
你要把这个墙用酥油和油浸泡。
Shellac, you know, shellac is a very hard substance that can burn very easy.
嗯，还有就是一种就是像是一种胶质的一种东西。那这种东西呢很硬，但是呢却很容易就被烧掉。
Lac or shellac.
它我知道，它叫虫胶的一种东西。
嗯嗯嗯嗯。So, and then, but you construct in such a way that the Pandavas will not notice.
但是呢，你要把这房子建成的那个模样不能够让 Pandava 们注意到它是由特殊材料建成的。
They will never, they should not even think that the house is, can be burned very easy.
他们连想都不会想到这幢房子那么容易就被烧坏了。
Really make the palace a really a very beautiful work of art.
要把这种房子呢建得很美，要有很就是很艺术性，要建得很艺术性。
And then when the Pandavas decide to go to Varanavata, then you invite them to stay in your palace.
那么当 Pandava 们来到了 Varanavata 的时候呢？你就邀请他们住在你的这座宫殿里。
With great humility, with great respect, you invite them to stay in your beautiful palace.
你非常谦卑的，充满了敬意的邀请他们居住在这座宫殿里。
And then later on,
然后过一段时间
，when they will be very satisfied and feel very comfortable there.
当他们非常的心满意足的舒舒服服的住在那儿的时候
，One day I'll make you a sign, and that you will burn the palace. And when they, the Pandavas and their mothers will be sleeping.
嗯，那然后有一天呢，当这个潘达瓦兄弟们和他们的母亲在宫殿里熟睡的时候。你就点起火把这宫殿烧了。
So that's what Puruchana did. He went to Varanavata sometime before and built this beautiful palace.
对呢 ,Puruchana 就一言而作了。他就先潘达瓦五兄弟一步来到了Varanavata, 并且呢建起了这座美丽的宫殿。
But just as the Pandavas and their mother were about to leave Hastinapur, Vidura, their uncle, their other uncle, approached Yudhishthira.
那么就在Yudhishthira 王和他的弟弟们以及他的母亲即将启程前往 Varanavata 的时候呢 ，Vidura， 也就是他们的另外一位就是他们的叔叔。来到这个Yudhishthira 的面前，并且对 Yudhishthira 王说
，And he gave him some advice in a very special language, a Mlesha language, means low class language that others could not understand.
然后呢，维杜拉他就用一种很特别的低等的语言对 Yudhishthira 王。说话给了他一些建议，那么他的这种语言呢，是别的人没有办法听明白的。
Like an aboriginal language.
Aboriginal.
You know, aboriginal people live in a jungle or a very low class people.
Okay. 这就像是那种部落人用的那种土著人用的语言。
So he told him. A person who knows the plans of his enemies, he should always act in such a way to avoid all danger.
然后他就对他说呢，就是一个了解他的敌人的计划的人，你应该永远都要躲开各种各样的危险。
There are weapons that can also cut the body, and they are not made of steel. But a person who is intelligent can avoid them and never be harmed.
那么还有就是有那样的武器，它是可以伤及身体的，但这样的武器呢，并不是由钢所制成。但是一个有智慧的人呢，他是能够认出这样的武器，并且呢，躲开这样的武器，不被这武器所伤。
Fire cannot kill the soul.
火不会杀死灵魂。
But can kill the body.
但是它会消灭身体。
So we have to know how to protect the soul.
所以呢，我们必须要知道如何保护灵魂。
So just be on guard.
所以呢，就一定要小心。
When there is fire in a forest,
当森林里起火时，
a rat cannot be burned because it knows how to make a hole in the ground.
老鼠是不会被烧死的，因为它知道如何在地下打洞。
When you are wandering without knowing where you are, you can guide yourselves by the stars and find your direction.
当你四处漫游而辨不清方向时，可以通过星星来找到方向。
If a person always keeps his senses under control,
如果一个人总是让他的感官处于控制之中，
then he cannot be dominated by his enemies.
那他就不可能被他的敌人所控制。
So others could not understand this language, like we cannot understand exactly what he's speaking about right now.
那所以别人根本就听不懂维多尔用的这种特别的语言所讲的话，其实我们现在听了半天也没有真正的听明白他到底在说什么。
But Yudhishthira understood and he told his uncle, I have understood you.
但是 Yudhishthira 他听明白了，并且他对他的叔叔说呢，我明白您的意思。
Because Yudhishthira was very intelligent.
因为 Yudhishthira 是充满了智慧的。
So when they were about to leave Hastinapur, then Kunti asked Yudhishthira, what did Vidura say to you?
所以呢，当他们要离开 Hastinapur 的时候呢，昆蒂皇后就问 Yudhishthira, Vidura 对他讲了什么？
He said he spoke to you in such a way that nobody could understand him.
他说呢，维杜拉对你讲那些讲话的那个方式，没人能听得明白。
Do you think that I'm entitled to understand what he has spoken?
那你觉得我应该去明白他在讲什么吗？
So you just told her, yes, our uncle Vidura told me that the palace where we are going to live is built with flammable materials.
然后 Yudhishthira 王就对他的母亲说，是的，我告诉您，维杜拉叔叔对我讲的是呢，就是我们在瓦纳瓦特要住的这个宫殿是由易燃的材料制成的一栋房子。
And he told me that we will understand, we will know the path to escape.
然后他又对我说呢，我们应该理解，我们应该知道逃生的路。
And if we control our senses, then certainly we can rule over the world.
他说，如果我们要是能够控制住感官的话， 那毫无疑问，我们是可以统治这世界的。
So I told King Uncle Vidura that I had understood him.
然后呢，我就对维多拉叔叔说呢，我明白了他的意思。
So when they arrived after a long traveling, when they arrived in Varanavata, all the people of the town they came to greet them very nicely.
对呢，当他们经历长途跋涉的来到了 Varanavata 城的时候呢，所有的臣民全部都到城门来非常热烈的迎接他们。
Thousands of people were there. They were so anxious to see the Pandavas. They have heard so much about them. Now they were seeing them with their mother.
那么成千上万的人呢，都非常的热烈的来到这儿，迎接他们，因为他们听到了很多的关于 Pandava 以及他们的母亲的美言，所以呢，他们非常的想要见到他们。
They offered them many gifts. They took them on a tour on the town to visit different places.
那他们呢，向潘达瓦五兄弟还有昆提皇后献上了很多礼物，并且呢，带他们游览城市。
And then Purochan approached them in a very humble way and invited them to stay in a very beautiful palace.
然后 Purochan 就非常谦卑的来到他们的面前。并且向他们献上这美丽的宫殿，请他们去居住。
So when they went there, Yudhisthira started inspecting very 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 minutiously inspecting the palace.
所以说呢，当他们来到这个宫殿以后呢，尤迪斯提尔王就开始非常仔细的探查宫殿里的一切。
Then he told his brother Bhima, you see, this house is really made of burnable materials.
然后呢，他就对他的弟弟 Bhima 说，你看这个房子是用这个非常的易燃的物品，非常易燃的材料所制造的。
They have built this house with all kinds of very burnable materials.
他们用各种各样的很容易点燃的材料。购置了这座房子。
And this person, this Purochana was our host, is also staying also in this palace. He's a very wicked person.
所以呢，这个 Purochana 他是我们的主人，然后呢，他也会和我们一起居住在这个宫殿里面。他很邪恶。
He's only waiting for the moment where.He can burn us to death when we are totally inattentive.
那么他在等待着一个我们不在意的时机，把这个房子点着。
Our uncle Vidura already warned us that that Duryodhana had planned to build this house to finish us.
我们的叔叔维杜拉已经警告了我们，Duryodhana设计建造了这种房子，从而把我们干掉。
So Bhima said, if this is a fact, if you know this as a fact, then we should live in another house.
那 Bhima 说，既然您知道是这样的一种情形，那我们就不应该住这儿，我们应该住在另外一个房子里。
No, but you just say, Mars, no.I think we should continue living here without them to suspect.
Yudhisthira 王说不，我觉得我们应该依然住在这儿，而且呢，不要让他们察觉，不要让他们有任何怀疑。
But you should be always on guard. You should be always very attentive and try to find the means to escape if this place gets inflamed.
但是呢，我们要非常的小心，要非常的警醒，时刻要注意着在，在这个房子点燃之前要逃走。
Because if Purochana found that we have already understood their plan, he may try to burn the house immediately without us having the chance to leave it.
因为如果要是Purochana 他要是察觉了我们已经
Purochana
所以如果要是 Prachana 他要是察觉了我们已经知道了他们的这些一切的安排的话，那他可能会立刻就点燃这栋房子，而我们还没有脱身之际。
But even if you leave here, if you go to another place, Duryodhana may try to have us killed by spies, in other ways.
而且就即便是我们不住这儿，我们另寻其他的地方居住的话，那 Duryodhana 也会派他的间谍，派他的党羽，用其他的方式杀死我们的。
Right now, we have no power.Duryodhana has power because he is the son of Dhritarashtra.
此时我们是没有能力的。能力呢是在 Duryodhana 这一方，因为 Duryodhana 他是 Dhritarashtra 的儿子。
We have no friends and allies. Duryodhana has both.
而且我们现在呢也没有和我们联盟的朋友，可是 Duryodhana 这两方面的条件都是具备的。
We have no wealth.Duryodhana has a full treasury in his palace.
那我们也没有任何的钱财，但是 Duryodhana 在他的宫殿里面呢是堆满了珠宝。
No, Duryodhana should think that we will die in a fire.
Duryodhana 他就应该觉得我们是会被这火给烧死。
But we will find a way to escape.And in this way, you will be deceived.
但是呢，我们要找到逃生的方法。那么这样呢，就能骗过他。
So after some time, a friend, a person who said was a friend of Vidura, came to the palace. He said he was very expert in excavating.
那过了一段时间之后呢？一位自称是维杜拉的朋友来到了宫殿里，那他呢是非常精通于挖掘。
So he came and he talked with Yudhishthira in private.
所以呢，他就私下里和 Yudhishthira 王说
：“You see, I have been sent here by your uncle Vidura to excavate a tunnel under this house.
你看，我是被你的叔叔维杜拉派到这里来的。”是为了要在这个房子里面挖一个地洞，就挖一条管道。
Because very soon, on a particular day of the dark moon, this Puruchana will set fire to this place.
因为很快在暗月的夜晚呢，这位Puruchana 他就要点燃这座房子了。
This is the plan of Duryodhana.
那这就是 Duryodhana 的计划。
You see, Vidura, in the past, before you left Asinapura, he gave you some instructions in Aboriginal, in the Malaysian language, and you replied on the same language. Now I am just telling you this, so you know that I actually am acting on Vidura's behalf. I'm not spying on you.
那么你看啊，在你离开之前，维杜拉用部落的语言和你说了一些话。那么当时呢，你说你明白了。那么现在呢，我要用这个话呢来和你讲述，这样你就能够明白我是站在您这一边的，并不是他们对方派来的奸细。
So you decided to trust them and said yes, you should build a very large tunnel beginning from the center of the house.Down and ending by the river Yamuna.
所以呢，Yudhishthira 王就信任了他，就对他说呢，您应该帮我们挖这条通道。那么这条通道呢，应该是从这个房子的中心的这个地方开始挖起，一直通到亚穆纳河。
So for the next days, we're going to spend all the time in the forest, do some hunting.And naturally, Puruchana will accompany us, and he will not detect that you are working in this tunnel.
那然后在过接下来这几天呢，我们将会在森林里面打猎。那么 Puruchana 呢，他会陪着我们一起打猎，所以呢，他也不会觉察到您在这儿挖这条管道。
So make sure the floor is very well covered. Nobody suspects there is a tunnel.
你一定要确保 地面是被很好的遮盖起来的，以至于没有人能够察觉到我们在挖管道。
So every day the Pandavas would decide to go to the forest and Puruchana would accompany them and everybody seems very happy and they seems to trust Puruchana and Puruchana was noticing that they were seemed to be totally convinced of his care.
所以呢在接下来几天呢每天Pandava 兄弟们他们都决定要到森林里面去打猎。那么Puruchana 呢也都陪着他们。看起来呢大家都非常的开心。而且呢 Puruchana 觉得这个 Pandava 兄弟们也非常的信任他，也很满意于他对他们的这种关怀。
So Puruchana was feeling very happy that seeing that the Pandavas were feeling very comfortable, did not suspect anything wrong. So he felt that now he could actually accomplish his plan very successful.
所以呢 Puruchana 他内心就觉得很欢喜，因为他觉得他把 Pandava 兄弟们给骗过去了。 Pandava 兄弟们非常舒服的在这儿待着，而且呢一点也没有察觉有什么问题，所以Puruchana 内心就觉得他应该很快就能够很成功的很顺利的把这个任务给完成了。
So noticing the very happy mood of Puruchana, one day Yudhisthira spoke to his brothers and his mother.
因为注意到 Puruchana 的这种很欢喜的这种态度呢，就使得 Yudhisthira 王有一天对他的弟弟以及他的妈妈讲
We're gonna escape from this place.
我们得从这个地方逃走。
We're gonna set fire to this house.
我们要把这个房子点着。
And we're gonna burn Puruchana to death.
然后呢，我们将把 Puruchana 烧死。
And without anybody to notice, we'll escape through the tunnel and nobody even from the town we know will know that we have escaped.
而且在人不知神不知鬼不觉的这种情况下呢，我们将从这个房子的管道里面逃走，而且这城里的人呢没有任何一个人会知道我们已经逃走了。
So Yudhisthira planned a big festival in the palace and invited many of the leading citizens of Varanavata to come.
Yudhisthira 王呢，他就在这个房子里面安排了一场盛大的节日，然后呢就邀请了 Varanavata 中的很多的显赫的主要的居民到他家里面来参加这个节日。
They made sure that Puruchana would drink lots of wine.
而且呢他们也给这个 Puruchana 灌了很多的酒。
So when in the end of the night, when everybody left, Puruchana had drunk so much that he just lay down on the floor and just fell asleep.
那所以在这聚会结束之后，所有人都离开之后呢，这个 Puruchana 已经是烂醉如泥的倒在了地上睡过去了。
At that time, one low-class woman saw so many people leaving the house. She came there with her five sons, and they saw, oh, this maybe they are giving some charity. Let's go there. So also they went there inside the palace when everybody was leaving, and they started eating and drinking as much as they want, and they also became so drunk, and they just lay there on the floor in one room without, and they fell asleep.
然后这会儿呢就有一个很低阶层的一个女子，她带着五个孩子，那她看到了这儿有这么多人在这儿聚会，所以他们就觉得这个地方肯定有布施，所以呢他们就在所有的人离开的时候呢，他们就走进了这个房子里面，然后呢就开始在这儿尽情的吃这里剩下的这些好吃的，然后他们也喝了好多酒，然后也喝得烂醉如泥的。所以他们就找了一个房间就倒下去睡了。
So because they were low class, they didn't want to be noticed by others. So they took food, you know, while everybody was laughing and celebrating, they took food and wine, and they went to a place of the palace that nobody would go there very, very often.
因为他们是很低等的人，所以呢，他们是不想让别人看见他们的。所以说呢，就当别人在那里谈笑风生的时候，这个妈妈带着这五个孩子，就把这些吃的还有这个酒啊，就给盘到了另外一个房间里面。那个房间呢，基本上是不会有人去的。
So when everybody left the house, it was already late at night.
对，当所有人离开这个房子的时候呢，已经是深夜了。
And suddenly a very violent wind began to blow outside.
突然之间外面呢就狂风大作。
So Yudhishthira told Bhima to set fire to the house and they prepared to get out through the tunnel underneath.
对， Yudhishthira 就让 Bhima 准备好要点这个房子，然后呢他们也做好了要从这个管道里面逃出这个房子的准备。
So Bhima set first fire to the place where Purushana was sleeping, and then put fire in other places also. But he began to the place where Purushana to make sure that Purushana would burn in a fire.
Bhima 他点房子，就是点房子的首当其冲的这个地方呢，是Purushana 他睡的那个地方。然后呢他才点了这个房子的其他的地方，因为他首先他必须要确保 Purushana 是在这个火里面被烧死了。
When the whole house, because very, very, very quick, the whole house start becoming flamed with fire everywhere. So they entered in the tunnel and they escaped and they went walk until near the bank of the Jamuna.
对呢，很快这个房子就淹没在了这个火焰里面，然后呢，尤迪士蒂尔王和他弟弟们还有妈妈就顺着这条管道一路走到了亚穆纳河边。
So from far distance, they could see the palace burning, big flames, big flames.
对呢，从远远的地方呢，他们就可以看到，这座房子在烈焰中被灼烧着。
So because of that big fire in the palace, was a big palace, all the people of the town, they noticed, they all came there, you know, seeing, wow, the house burning to the ground.
对，就是由于这个是一个很大的一座宫殿，而且呢这宫殿被烧着了，所以就引得很多人来到这儿，看到了这座被烧灭了的，就是被就被这个烧着了这个宫殿，而且呢已经烧成灰烬了。
And some citizens, they suspect that this was the plan of Duryodhana and that was being conducted by Purushana who had built the house to kill the Pandavas and their mother.
那有些臣民呢，他们就开始怀疑这是 Duryodhana 的计划，那他呢就要Purushana 来到这里。建起了这座能够被烧坏的这个房子，从而呢以这样的方式杀死Yudhishthir和他的弟弟以及他的妈妈。
Because just before that, Duryodhana had come there with Purushana. They were not from there, and they built that palace and they didn't like Duryodhana and his nature, and then they.And they knew, it was news that Duryodhana was very envious of the Pandavas. So they concluded that this was the plan of Duryodhana conducted by Purushana. Now the Pandavas were dead.
因为他们之前呢就看见Duryodhana 和 Purushana 来到这里，然后呢在这儿计划着要建这座房子的事儿。而且这些臣民们呢，他们看见Duryodhana就不喜欢他，就觉得他的这个本性就让他们觉得他不喜欢。而且呢，他们也知道这个Duryodhana是非常的嫉妒 Yudhishthira 的，所以呢，
So they
得出了这样的一个结论。
So they all got together and they extinguished the fire, but everything was already burned.And they saw one body that they saw was Purushana, And then they found the body of this woman and five sons. They could see it was a woman, five sons, and they thought that this was Kunti Devi and the five brothers.
所以说呢，这些臣民们他们就聚集在一起，赶紧救火。但是呢，已经来不及了，就是一切都已经烧坏了，都已经烧焦了。然后呢，他们就看到了Purochana 的尸体，因为他们能够认出来这是他被烧死了。而且呢，他们还看到了一具女子的这个尸体和五个孩子的这个尸体，所以呢，他们就觉得这是。他们就觉得这是这个昆提和他们的和他的五个孩子们。
So they will start lamenting and they sent the news to Hastinapur and one day when Dhritarashtra and Duryodhana they received the news of their supposed death. You know, Dhritarashtra and Duryodhana were very jolly in their hearts, but outwardly, they were expressing so much pity and crying. Oh, we lost our wonderful members, our family member, dear most family member, the Pandavas and their mama.
所以呢，就这些臣民们呢，他们就开始悲伤起来啊，然后他们就把这个坏消息赶紧报到了 Hastinapur。那么在 Hastinapur 的杜尔丹和 Dhritarashtra 听到这个消息之后呢，他们内心是非常的开心的，但是他们表面上装出一副非常伤心的样子，并且悲伤的哭泣着啊，我们失去了我们最亲爱的家人，我们失去了我们的这个 Pandava 五兄弟，还有他们的妈妈。
So they prepare, they arrange for the last funeral rites, the Pandavas and their mother.And even Krishna came and attended the ceremony.
然后他们就开始为这五兄弟还有昆蒂皇后举行葬礼，搭建他们的这个火葬的这个火架，就连 Krishna 都来参加了这个葬礼。
But neither Krishna nor Vidura, they were really lamenting because they knew that the Pandavas and their mother.They were happy and alive somewhere else.
但是呢 ，Krishna 和 Vidura 他们一点都不悲伤，原因就是由于他们知道，Pandava 兄弟们以及他们的母亲现在正快乐的生活在某一个地方。
So now they had got rid of the Pandavas and their mother. So Duryodhana start ruling the kingdom under the direction of his father Dhritarashtra.
所以说呢，现在由于清除了 Pandava 兄弟们以及他们的母亲，所以就使得 Duryodhana 顺理成章的在他的父亲的指导之下统治起这个王国来。
And this is going to be the beginning of so many horrible things.
那这也就是很多的非常可怕的事情即将开始的开篇。
So stay tuned for the next episode to know what happened with the Pandavas, where they're going to end.
所以呢，请大家拭目以待的等待着聆听下一章节，我们看一看 Pandava 们他们是何去何从了。
Okay, we stop here and if there any.Questions or comments?
我们现在呢就停在这里，看看大家有没有任何的问题，还有评述。Sumukhi Rana said that everyone is immersed in the story, so hasn't really think about the question yet. So
maybe I told the story in such a captivating way they all fell asleep.
当时说也许可能我讲故事讲得太生动了，以至于把大家都给催睡着了。
Help them to fall asleep.
帮助大家睡过去了。说 actually I have a question, but it's not directly related with the lecture of today. Can I ask it?
No, wait.
Okay.
Wait a little bit.
Okay.
Because if you want to ask unrelated question, then they're going to ask unrelated questions.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's not that unrelated, but it's just a little bit forwarding.
Forwarding. Okay, shoot.
I will wait.
So this is one. Start already with a poison cake. The first attempt to kill Bhima, and killing Bhima then would be easier to eliminate the others when they were still children. And this is the most serious attempt to the lives of the Pandavas and their mother. It's the most serious one.
就是我们之前呢，其实已经听到了。杜若丹是想用毒蛋糕毒死逼马，而且呢也是在不断的羞辱这个潘纳瓦的兄弟们。但是呢今天我们所听到的这一段呢是最怎么说，就是最严重的一次呀，就是最严重的一次设计要铲除潘纳瓦五兄弟以及他们的母亲的计谋。
And you can see here, Krishna is already appearing.
而且我们在这里面已经看到 appearing. 而且我们在这里面可以看到 Krishna 已经显现了。
Krishna already came around. He's already a concern about the situation of the Pandavas.
那么 Krishna 呢，他已经显现了，他已经开始在担忧 Pandava 们的处境。
Okay, some questions are there.
Sumukhi Radha Maharaj's question. 感恩亲爱的阿叔，Danakiri Maharaj, 这段故事令人心寒。Dhritarashtra 是 Pandava 的长辈，怎么会为了保护自己的孩子夺权而做这样伤天害理的事情呢？阿叔 thank you very much for this beautiful recitation. And story, what you're telling today is really heart-shattering. Dhritarashtra is the senior for the Pandavas, but how he can, in order to protect his child to get the throne, to be the king in the throne, to damaging the Pandavas in this way, in this very heavy, crooked way.
Because he's crooked.He's crooked and he's very.
Sorry, I didn't hear the last part.
He's crooked and he's very envious.
Okay, 那么就是因为Dhritarashtra 他很嫉妒，而且呢，他就是那种很扭曲。
And he's also surrounded by the very bad association.
而且关键是他身边的这些人呢，也确实是太坏了。
His advisors are also crooked, most of them.
就是他的大部分的这些军师们都是伤天害理之人。
Certainly, Vidura is there and give him good advices. And when Vidura give good advices, Dhritarashtra seem to come to his senses. But then, advice by when he is approached by his son, who is also very envious and he has so much affection for his son, he changes his mind.
那当然了，维多拉是在那儿，但维多拉是会给他一些良言的劝告。但是然后对拉斯听了维多拉的良言劝告之后呢，他也确实能够恢复一些心智。但是呢，当他的儿子们来找他的时候，由于他对他的儿子有太多的这种溺爱，所以呢，使得他的那种心智呢又都被遮住了。
So Dhritarashtra is going to keep fluctuating from one. Sometimes he thinks to behave in a proper way, and other times he's going to behave in a evil, crooked way because association. Maybe because he's blind, he cannot see many things, he's dependent on people around him. So because he cannot observe things with his eyes, so he's blind, he's more kind of need support, need people around him. So he cannot make a judgment on his own, and according to the association he has, he's going to be sometimes put on the right position, sometimes totally in a very horrible, very bad position.
所以说呢，对他来说，他因为自己看不见，所以呢，他没有办法完全的通过他自己的力量去了解全面的这个状况，所以呢，他必须得依靠他身边的人来了解情况，所以呢，他就始终处在一个摇摇摆摆的状态，就是由于他身边的这个涟漪的人，使得他一会儿处于清醒的状态，一会儿又处于非常邪恶的扭曲的状态。
When he's not surrounded by this evil, by these crooked advisors or by his son Duryodhan, he may be very easy, convinced by Vidura and others who give him good advice, and he seems to accept that. But then when he has the bad association again, he changes his opinion, his attitude. You're going to see this a lot.
那么当杜尔丹他没有和他那些很邪恶的军师或者是没有和这个他的儿子
When Dhritarashtra, we're talking about Dhritarashtra.
Who did I say? I say Vidura. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. 就是当这个 Dhritarashtra, 当 Dhritarashtra 他没有和他的这些邪恶的军师或者是没有和他的儿子在一起的时候，比如说他在和韦杜拉在一起的时候呢，他其实是挺容易的就被韦杜拉给说服的。但是当他又和他的儿子们和他的这些军士们在一起的时候呢，他的这个心意又变了。
So this is very important aspect to see how good association can help us to do things that are proper, and bad association can help manifest the evil part in ourselves. And we all have, particularly in Kali Yuga, have these two aspects in ourselves, the good and the evil. So according to association, one or another can be more manifest.
所以呢，在这里面呢，就给我们一个很重要的教导，就是我们身边的涟漪是多么的重要。因为在这卡利年代呢，我们每一个人内心都有善的一面，也有很邪恶的一面。那么所以说呢，当我们在和很善良的人在一起联谊的时候呢，我们善的那一面就会被显示出来，但是当我们和不好的人和邪恶人在联谊的时候呢，就我们内心的那些很阿扎很邪恶的那些东西就会被翻出来。Ashu, you're going to say more about this or you're ready for next question?
No, next question.
Yeah, the next question from Sumukhi Radha Madhadi. Pandava 兄弟的实力完全有能力战胜 Dhritarashtra 之子，为什么不反抗呢？ The Pandava brothers have the capability to fight with the Dhritarashtra's sons. So why don't they fight back?
Well, it's not yet the time. They are not mature enough. They have learned many skills, and they are certainly very capable, but the Dhritarashtra's sons, they are 100 sons, and they are many allies, because Dhritarashtra is the one who is occupying the throne, like Yudhishthira said before. We don't have allies and friends. They have lots of allies and friends, so we are not yet in it. It's not yet time for us.
Because this time is not yet.虽然 Yudhishthira 王和他的这些弟弟们他们学到了很多的技艺，而且他们也很有能力，但是他们还没有完全的成熟，而且呢他们也没有盟军。那么而且 Duryodhan 那有100个兄弟，他们才只有5个，而且呢这个 他们的Duryodhana 的父亲是Dhritarashtra， Dhritarashtra 呢有很多的这个盟友，所以在此时对于 Pandava 兄弟来说呢，就还没有到他们要反抗的时机。
So this is we're going to see later. We're going to see later how they're going to have to take on a fight against his own family members because they have to fight for their right, and they're going to do it because Krishna is going to instigate that war. So Kurukshetra is coming as a result of that.
所以说，为什么后来我们会看到 Kurukshetra 的这场战役的举行？就是变得这个潘德瓦兄弟要和他们自己的这个家人一起作战的原因，是因为他们要为自己的这个利益而战，而且这也是 Krishna 希望要这么做的，是 Krishna 安排最后的这个 Kurukshetra 的这个战争的爆发。
Okay, next Charuchitra.
Charuchitra Maji, 感恩阿叔顶拜您，请问Prachana 也同时被烧死了。这怎么没引起 Duryodhana 的怀疑呢？阿叔 ，Thank you very much. Please accept my humble obeisances. Because Prachana also been burned. So why this doesn't arouse any suspicions to Duryodhana?
Because yes, he may have seen, but he said, well, maybe he was caught in a fire, but because there was the dead body of a woman and five young people, are children. So they thought, okay, that's Kunti and the children and Puruchana was caught on the fire. That can happen because the house was so flammable that maybe was caught in a fire. And also other citizens that they had a festival in the house, you know, they were giving so much food and drinking and so, well, maybe he got intoxicated and he was caught on the fire also. That can happen as an accident. But the fact that was the woman's body and five children, that was what made them convinced. That's why everybody was convinced that was Kunti. And because nobody had really noticed this beggar woman coming there and with the children taking some food and wine and going to the other part of the palace was practically unnoticed.
原因呢，就是由于在这烧死的这些人里面呢，有这么一位女子，还有五个年轻的孩子，所以呢，他们就被说服了。因为这个Prachana 他很有可能就是意外的被这个房子给烧死了，因为这房子本来它就是一个非常的易燃的这么一个地方，而且呢那天晚上有聚会，大家在这儿又吃又喝，而且呢他有可能是喝的酩酊大醉，完了最后呢就在这房子一块烧死了，所以呢就这种意外是合情合理的，特别是由于就是有这个女子和这五个这个年轻的这个身形的这个尸体在这儿，所以呢他们就觉得这一切都非常的顺理成章，而且呢而且就这个城里面的这些居民们向哈斯蒂纳普去做了这番汇报，而且并没有任何一个人看到了这位女子带着她的五个孩子进了这个房子里面来吃东西，所以说呢这就没有让他们产生怀疑。So the next question. Sumugirada, 生活中我们也会看到亲人们之间为了争夺金钱权力而反目成仇，对峙公堂或者彼此伤害，这就是人性的罪恶面吗？ Because in our daily life, we also see some relatives because of fighting for their, you know, family properties, to become enemy and even sue each other to the court, and or the hurt each other. So isn't this the evil side of the human nature?
Yes, it is.
是的，是的。
Yeah. When the evil side of one's nature becomes more manifest, we don't see it with a friend, with a family member, with you just consider your own selfish interest.
就是当我们那个本性里面的 那个邪恶的那面显现的很多的时候，这会儿我们已经六亲不认了，我们那会儿看到的只是自己的利益。
It increases our selfishness.
嗯，而且呢，它是会增加我们的自私的。
Yeah, it's true. Sometimes people of the same family can do the most horrible things to each other, more than we would do to the enemy.
那么的确是这样的，就是自己家里面的人有的时候呢，就的确会反目成仇，而且彼此之间所构成的那种伤害，可能要比对敌人的伤害还要大。
Mm. Yeah, greed, envy and greed makes good nature disappear, yes.
嗯，那么贪婪和嫉妒，他们俩人是一对儿，就是会让这个事情就让整个显现得很强。
嗯， next question.
我们给 Rada， 贪婪会让人的善良消失得淡然无存，是吗？ So actually the greedy will make people's goodness disappear completely. Is that right?
Not completely, but at least for a moment, a person is totally blind from this greed and envy. There's moments people come to their senses, they even regret having done what they have done happens. But in a moment, people are totally overpowered by greed and anger and envy and all these evils. And they do things that probably they didn't expect even to do, and then later on they regret bitterly.
这并不是说是荡然无存，但是呢，就在那个片刻，这个贪婪会让人的这个善良完全的泯灭。但是呢，就过了那一阵儿以后呢，他也许可能还会对他所做的这个事情感到很沮丧，很懊悔。但是呢，就在那一刻，就是这个贪婪占据他整个人的这个心的那一刻，会充斥掉其他的一切。
嗯。Next question.
机器，顶白阿叔，潘达瓦兄弟经历了沧桑磨难，他们是主的纯粹奉献者，是 Krishna 的安排吗？作为一名主的奉献者，是否都要经历很多磨难才能回归守神？阿叔 ，please accept my humble obeisances. The Pandava brothers, they experienced many many suffers and miseries. However, they are the pure devotees of the Lord. Isn't the sufferers and the miseries are the arrangements from Lord Krishna? And isn't true that for a devotee of the Lord, they have to suffer a lot before they can go back to the Lord?
It's not that they have to suffer a lot, but they go through hardships as a test of their devotion, their commitment.And Krishna also uses them as the example to show to others, even though despite of so many hardships, so many difficulties, so many really terrible problems, a devotee remains faithful to the Lord and ultimately will be victorious. So Krishna wants to show the world that whoever takes on his side will eventually become victorious, no matter how difficult can be life trials.
并不是说呢，他们必须要经历这样的磨难，但是呢，就是他们经历的这些磨难，经历的这些痛苦，可以使他们，就是可以是对他们来说是一种试炼，而且呢，可以使他们的这个内心变得更加的坚决，更加的就这个信心变得更强。而且还有另外一点呢，就是主 Krishna 他其实是通过他的这个纯粹的奉献者所经历的这些磨难来向世人展示他的奉献者最终是会胜利凯旋的，就是他是要通过这样的方式来荣耀他的奉献者。
Yeah, because life, material life is full of difficulties and people can have that as an excuse. Well, my material life is really very difficult. I go through many troubles. How can I surrender to Krishna? How can I become really a devotee? My life is already so difficult. So they can see the example. Even devotees go through so many difficult, so many hardships, but they don't lose they don't lose their faith and their shelter, their conviction that the Lord will protect them. And this is a good example for those of us who may go through hardships in life. They say, well, even the Pandavas, you know, very pure devotees, they underwent so many difficulties, but Krishna finally was there to protect them, and eventually became victorious. So we have hope, even though we have so many difficulties in life, we have hope. If you take shelter of Krishna, be protected.
因为在这个物质生活中呢，其实我们是要面对很多的困难的。那么人们可能就会把它作为一个借口，就是说，你看我在这个我的生活中都已经遇到这么多麻烦了，都搞不定，那我怎么还有可能有这个心情去让自己皈依 Krishna 呢？就是顾不过来。那么 Krishna 他要给我们通过这些纯粹的奉献者，所经历的这些痛苦，然后让我们看到。就是这些纯粹的奉献者，虽然他们经历了这么多痛苦，但是他们对 Krishna 依然是充满了信心，而且始终是托庇在 Krishna 的庇护之下的。然后最终呢，他们是得到了非常好的归宿，而且呢是得到了这个胜，就是得到最终的这个胜利的。
But don't worry, even if you are tested in this material world, Krishna never give you a test that you cannot surmount.
而且呢就是 Krishna 用这个方式来给我们信心，让我们知道就是我们可以有这么一个庇护。但是阿叔刚才就说呢，就说我们也不用担心，因为就即便是我们会得到 Krishna 给我们的这个试炼，但是 Krishna 他给我们的这个试炼不会超过我们能够应付的范围。
So we are never tested beyond our capacity.To pass the test.
所以说呢，Krishna 他给我们出的这个考题呢，永远都不会在我们的能力能够驾驭的范围之外。
Either in our power or at least in our capacity to take shelter of Krishna, but we can pass the test either by our own capacity or by.Our power of recollection and take the proper shelter of Krishna and his devotees.
就是无论我们是通过自己的力量，还是通过托庇在 Krishna 或者 Krishna 的奉献者的庇护下而取得的这个能力，无论是通过哪一种，我们都会这个考过 Krishna 所给我们设下的这个考题。
And this increases the love of the devotees.
而且呢，这样，而且这个呢，是会加深奉献者的爱的。
They become more convinced and have more trust that Krishna is really there and protects them.
就会让奉献者越来越有信心，越来越被说服的知道这个 Krishna 真的是在那儿在保护着他。
Next question.
From Fairy.
Sunny or Fairy?
Fairy. Sunny is next one. Fairy. 顶拜阿叔，潘达瓦兄弟去之前，维多拉已经暗示了他们，杜洛顿的计谋。潘达瓦兄弟为什么仍然坚持前往呢？被烧掉的另外一位母亲和他的孩子们，他们遭遇此厄运，不是很无辜吗？这点对我们有什么启示呢？Also, please accept my humble obeisances. Before Pandava brothers had to that city, Vidura has already indicated to them the plot from Duryodhan. Why they still insist to go there?And also, for the mother and her children to be burned in that house, isn't a little bit too innocent for them to encounter such bad fortune? So, what kind of teaching to us from this point?
Well, he knew, Vidura knew, but he got also the plan how to...escape. So he he saw if Vidura was giving this advice, and he didn't discourage them to go, but just prepare them for what would happen, means it was important for them to follow that, because they saw that as a plan of the Lord, that they have to go through that. So they, as Yudhishthira said to Bhima, when Bhima said, let's go to live in another place, he told him, no, if you go live in another place, Duryodhana, if he's really planning to kill us, he's going to send his spies and he's going to try to kill us in other different ways. Let's just follow this plan of Vidura and escape, and they will not know. So they will not know, and this is what, for some time they're going to live incognito. So they will not know, and they would be protected by being incognito instead of trying to escape one situation and put themselves perhaps in another dangerous situation.
Yeah, 那么这个地方呢，就是韦杜拉他知道了杜若丹的这个计谋，并且把这件事情呢告诉了潘德巴兄弟。而他不只告诉他这个计谋，但是他告诉他们这个脱身的这个方式。而且当时多的跟他们在讲的时候呢，并不是要让他们不要继续前往这个城市的原因，是由于他们都是觉得他们必须要这么做的。原因呢，就是他们知道这是主的一种安排，所以他们必须要去履行这个安排。那么就好像是Bhima 问 Yudhishthira 王，那既然您都已经知道这房子是由燃火的这个材料做的这个房子，那为什么咱还要住在这房子里头？咱们不能住别地儿吗？那么Yudhishthira王当时就说了，如果咱们要住到别地儿去的话呢，那么Duryodhana他依然还会想出别的办法对我们赶尽杀绝。所以说呢，他们就是既然是已经是这个计划是这样在进行中，所以他们也就必须要这个顺着这个计划往前走。那么他们最后才知道，就是他们真正的要躲过这一劫，必须要通过一个就是把自己的真正的这个身份给隐藏起来了以后，才能够真正的躲过杜若丹对他们的追杀。阿叔 ，you there？
Well, this woman with their children who came there.It just came as an arrangement of the Lord, and it was their karma, their fate. They had to perish in such a way, and it was unknown to anybody. You know, they were just aboriginal people, you know, kind of beggars. Nobody noticed, and they perish as in a situation that was arranged by Krishna. So they also certainly got some spiritual benefit from that.
Mm-hmm.那么这位母亲和他的孩子们他们是在别人没有察觉的这个情况下来到这儿的。那么他们在这个房子里被烧死呢，这也是主的安排，是他们的业报导致的。但是就是由于他们进入到了这个主的安排之中，所以使得他们在这个房子被烧死，也使他们得到了一些灵性的益处。
In this material world, there is always a situation where people are involved. You may think that are innocent, they don't deserve what happened to them, but it's not a fact. There is some reason.
那么在这个物质世界呢，我们总是会看到一些现象，就是有一些无辜的人好像无缘无故的就在一个遇难中丧命了，而且觉得他们好像很无辜，但其实并不是的。他之所以会处于这样的境地是有原因的。
Well, they took prasadam because certainly what they were offering to all these people were food offered to the Lord. They were devotees, so they took prasadam before leaving their bodies.
而且呢，还有就是当时这个聚会是请奉献者的一个聚会，所以呢，这几个人他们在离开躯体之前呢，是荣耀到了prasadam。
So certainly was not a bad thing for them to leave their bodies in that way.
所以呢，他们以这样的方式离开躯体，对他们来说并不是坏事，而且肯定不是坏事。
Okay, next question.
Next question from Sunny. 顶拜阿叔，这是来自晴妈，他记得顶拜阿叔，顶拜奉献者们， 请问，如果为了找时间念诵及其诵读帕帕的书，不跟家人聚会或陪伴朋友，算不算为计算自己的灵性利益，牺牲为家人，作为家人的义务呢？ Okay, this is a question unrelated with the lecture of today, but this is the last question, so you do can answer. She said about the, please accept my humble obeisances to you, dear Ashu, and my humble obeisances to all the devotees. If we try to look for time to chant or to read Srila Prabhupada's book, however, that time we have to sacrifice from to be together with the families or with friends. So isn't this can be considered as because I try to collect my own spiritual benefit, so I ignore my duty to my family?
Well, in the beginning, it may look like that.
那么在最开始的时候呢，可能看起来是这样的一种状况。
But they are also getting benefit because you are sacrificing their interest for the purpose of pleasing Krishna.
但是呢，由于您做这些事儿呢，是为了要取悦 Krishna， 所以说呢，您的家人由于您做这件事情，其实也得益了。
Okay, they may not realize that, they may even complain, but the fact is that they are also getting benefited.
也许可能您的家人他们并没有意识到这一点，而且呢，他们也为此而抱怨，但是事实就是，由于您这么做了，他们获益了。
But eventually you will be able to manage time better and you're going to find time to give them some attention, if it's not, even if it's not much, but to give them some good attention, that they feel that you care, and without hampering your spiritual practice. Krishna will help you to manage time in the best way. It's just a question of time management oftentimes.
但其实这个实际上是一个时间管理的问题。慢慢的呢， Krishna 会帮你，会更好的安排你的时间。从而你能够抽出，也许不是很多的时间，但是能够抽出一些很有质量的时间，能够很临在的和您的家人在一起。
Sometimes it's not just a question you don't give enough time, but if you give little time, but it's a good time to them and they feel satisfied, then they may not complain that why you are not always with them. They will feel satisfied that whatever time you allot to them is a good quality time.
其实有的时候呢，就是和他们在一起的这个时间的长度并不是那么重要，重要的是您和他们在一起的这个时间的质量。就如果您要是就是很临在的和他们度过了很有质量的一段时间的话，那么即便这时间不是很长，那么对于他们来说呢，也是感到很满意的。
But you have to always offer your best time to the best thing in your life, and that's your spiritual life is the most important thing. So even if some sacrifice others, you know, Krishna will make the arrangement that they may feel pacified after some time.
但是呢，对于您来说呢，这个生命中最重要的事情还是要把时间花在自己的灵性生活上。所以说，就即便是由于自己这个灵性生活的这个休息而牺牲了一些和家人在一起的这个时间，那也是，就是也是也必须得这么做。那么 Krishna 呢，他慢慢他会帮助您，他会帮助您更好的安排这个时间。
But the thing is that oftentimes family members are very selfish and they want to receive attention. So you just make sure that they are not going to blame Krishna or blame your spiritual life because you don't give them attention. Make this your spiritual interest and your spiritual practice is your own secret. You don't need to make them understand that's the reason why you're not giving them enough attention. Somehow or other, hide this as your secret.
但最好，但是还有一些情况呢，就这个家人其实有的时候还是挺自私的，他们希望得到的是自己家人的这种关注，所以呢，您一定要注意点，就是不要让家人对 Krishna 有一些冒犯的言语，或者有一些不利，就是不，就不好的对 Krishna 的这种想法，所以呢，就是尽量的把这个 Krishna 休息这件事情呢，还是。隐藏在自己的一件私事的，就是自己的一个小秘密的这样的一种状态下，就不要在家人面前，好像和让 Krishna 和家人起了一种冲突或者竞争那种感觉。
Yeah, don't let them envy Krishna because of that.
就不要因为这个，因为你修 Krishna，所以呢让他们嫉妒上 Krishna 了，就不要造成这样的情况。
Okay, oh yeah, and you have your question.
Do I still want to occupy everyone's time for this question? It's about Yudhisthira Maharaj and okay. 对不起啊，我稍微占大家一点时间，我请问阿叔一个问题。Well, this is the while I'm reading Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 1, Chapter 10. So because Parikshita Maharaj and Yudhisthira Maharaj, they are the emperor of the whole universe, right? And Lord Krishna, he is the king of Dwarka and in the earth. But Lord Krishna, he is also the Supreme Lord. Yudhisthira Maharaj is supposed to follow the guidance of the Supreme Lord. But Lord in the earth, he is the king of the Dwarka. So it seems that Lord Krishna on the earth is also supposed to be, you know, is also inferior. Yeah, subordinated or inferior to Parikshita Maharaj. So I just don't want you to help me to understand this. It's a little bit confusing to me. 就是我想请教阿叔的一个问题，就是我在读《圣地伯加瓦坛》第一篇第十章的时候呢。就读到了 Yudhisthira 王还有 Parikshita 王，他们都是宇宙的大帝，但是主 Krishna 呢，他是 Dwarka 的王，但是呢，主 Krishna 他又是至尊人格守神，而且 Yudhisthira 王呢，他是应该追随至尊人格守神的这种庇护去统治这个世界的。那可是作为 Dwarka 的一个王，好像他又是附属于这个宇宙大帝的。所以那如果这样来讲，那 Yudhisthira 王和 Krishna 之间的关系到底应该怎么论呢？
Yudhisthira Maharaj is not the emperor of the universe, he's the emperor of this planet.
Yudhisthira 王他是这个星球的，对对，就 Yudhisthira 王他是这个星球的皇帝，地球的皇帝。
Krishna in terms of Kingdom management, Krishna was in a subordinate position to Yudhisthira Maharaj or Parikshit Maharaj, and Krishna was very happy to be in that position.
Okay. 那如果就是从王储的管理上来说呢，作为 Dwarka 的王，那 Krishna 他其实是附属于 Yudhisthira 王也好，或者是 Parikshit 王也好的，但是呢 ，Krishna 他很开心的处于这样一个附属地位。
Krishna wants, he likes to be subordinated to his devotees.
那 Krishna 他其实是希望能够附属于他的奉献者。
And Yudhisthira Maharaj never forgot Krishna's position. So in terms of spiritual position, he knew he was the supreme personality of Godhead and was playing a role, being subordinate to him in terms of kingdom. But he was always very, very aware. Very aware of Krishna's position as the supreme personality of Godhead, but as family members, because Yudhisthira Maharaj was older, was a cousin and was older, Krishna would offer a special respect to Yudhisthira Maharaj because of being older in a family.
但是呢 ，Yudhisthira 王他其实他从来就没有忘记过 Krishna 的真正的身份。那虽然说在从王储管理的角度来讲呢。Krishna 是附属于他的，但是从灵性的角度来讲 ，Yudhisthira 王始终都知道 Krishna 他是至尊人格守神，而且就是从这个家庭排辈分的这个角度来说呢， 由于 Yudhishthira 王他比 Krishna 要年长，所以呢就是因为他年长，所以 Krishna 呢也是对 Yudhishthira 王是尊敬有加。
So, Krishna would offer respects to Yudhishthira Maharaj, and Yudhishthira Maharaj would accept that just because it was give Krishna's pleasure, but in his heart he knew that Krishna was the Supreme Lord, a Supreme Lord, and he had this affection for him in that level. But externally, he would go along with these things of the protocol in the family, in the kingdom, just because it pleased the Lord that we follow that. It was doing that as a service to the Lord.
那这个 Krishna 向Yudhishthira 王致敬，作为他是他的长辈也好，或者是他的这个君王也好，他会向他致敬。那么Yudhishthira 王呢也会接受的原因呢，是由于他知道他这么接受了呢是会取悦 Krishna 的，因为 Krishna 他也希望能够附属于他的奉献者。但是在 Yudhishthira 王的内心之中呢，他是非常的清楚 Krishna 的本真的这个地位是至尊人格守神的。
Okay, thank you very much for being there. Thank you for your questions.
非常非常感谢大家，非常感谢大家的问题。
Special thank you to Dana Kelly and Sumukhi Radha for allowing us this time for association.
然后呢，也特别感谢 Sumukhi Radha 还有 Dana Kelly 能够允许我们有这样的形式的联谊。
Jai Shri Mahabharata ki, Jai Shri Vyasadeva ki, Jai Shri Prabhupada ki, Jai Nitai Gaura Pramanandi.
Okay, Jai. Hare Krishna, 亲爱的大家，那我们今天的这一节 Mahabharata 的讲述呢就到此结束了。我们非常非常感谢我们亲爱的阿叔 Krishna Baladeva Prabhu 为我们的精彩讲述，感恩所有的奉献者的聆听。谢谢大家提出的好问题，祝大家在 Krishna 之雪之中度过一个美妙的夜晚。Hare Krishna, 谢谢 Sumukhi Radha Radha Maharaj.